Well, hey, thank you very much for being here today. I'm from Norfolk, and when this passed, I was a member of the Nebraska Legislature's Revenue Committee. And basically what came before us, businesses all across the state, chambers all across the state, airport authorities from airports that receive essential airport service funding, basically saying we need to be able to use the resources that we have right now in our airport authority to be able to attract in better air service. Gary knows this. Anybody that does economic development knows that having air service in your community is a big plus for businesses looking to locate there. It's also a big plus for your family when your grandma needs to get from the Denver airport back to North Platte, and riding in a bumpy car maybe after a surgery isn't the best thing either. When you're 4 hours from Omaha and you're 4 hours from Denver, you've got an issue that you have to solve with essential air service. And what this will do, it will allow the people of North Platte to sit down with the air carriers and see how we can make even more flights happen. At the end of the day, these air carriers, there's a lot of demand. I'm sure every city this size in the state of Montana or the state of North Dakota would like air service. What we have to do is we have to be aggressive. We have to go out there. We have to sit down with the air carriers, and we have to do our best to make them want to come to North Platte and to service with more than one flight a day, because the more flights you have, the more passengers you have, the more flexibility you have. Especially when you're 4 hours from Denver, you know, not everybody can take off a day and go down to Denver and, you know, or afford to stay a night in Denver just to fly out the next morning. So the more flexible we can be, the better off we are. As somebody from a community that doesn't have essential air service, you don't know what you have until you lose it. And North Platte has something. It's worth keeping. As a member of Congress, I'm very invested in rural Nebraska, but we have to make sure the people in North Platte have the tools to be able to recruit and retain air service in the North Platte. So with that, I encourage you to vote for Amendment 1, and like Senator Bostar said, this is unanimous. Everybody in the legislature signed off on it. It has enjoyed all support. There's no one that testified in opposition. People from Omaha, from Lincoln, from Scottsbluff, from all the communities in the state have come forward and they said this is a good idea.